So good. And then last one comes.
Like Big Fatty's house is such a meat wreck. I think it's fantastic.
I know. Yeah.
Shut up. Everybody shut up. That's the Polari word of the week, meat rack.
I wasn't even paying attention. I'm so sorry. I'm here with you now.
That's normal.
I'm present.
The Polari word of the week.
Meat rack?
Is meat rack. It's from this book, Fantabulous. If you guys are super interested, Fantabulosa, Paul Baker, Fantabulosa, A Dictionary of Polari and Gay Slang. Check it out. You can get it on Amazon. At least that's where I got this.
It'll be delivered to you in a year.
Yeah. Order it with toilet paper. I think they like bundle it and it'll come faster. Meat rack, noun. Definition one, a male brothel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Definition two, any place where large numbers of men are sexually available.
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry, Big Fatty, I love you.
I love that meat rack.
Meat rack.
Meat rack.
Yeah.
Where the only thing hung is my interest. Wait, I didn't have anything to that. Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's house is such a meat wreck. I think it's fantastic. Check it out.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4743. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 14th. Of April 2026, y'all, coming up on today's show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and maybe a voice letter, Big Patty.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together three times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home.
Hello, Eleveners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. You're Eleveners today because, y'all, 11 years ago today, that would have been April the 14th, 20 and 15, y'all, actually moved into the villa. Y'all, it was the, I had taken possession at the end or the first of April, but y'all, I was doing things around the villa here, and in fact, I think, I may be wrong about this, I think the Robs came to visit. I don't know if I had moved in yet or not, but they were the first Pride 48ers to ever come to the villa, but you know, I was having painting done and everything, and y'all, you know, arranging for the movers to come, and yes, Big Fatty, move all your shit, yes. It was like it would have been better if a tornado had come through and just swept it all away. It's true. But y'all, I cannot believe that I have been living in the villa for 11 years as of today. Oh, Big Fatty, it seems like it was just, well, it seems like it was about 11 years ago is exactly how it feels.
Oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.
Now, y'all, I went back and I listened to the very first little show that I recorded on the 14th of April in 2015. And y'all, I'm just going to play a couple of minutes of that little show for you. You can go listen to the whole thing if you want to, but it's just, you know, Big Fatty and, well, you know. It's And so I was packing up the Ford Escape, and y'all, I got a call from the movers, and they said, yes, Big Freddy, we're on our way. Y'all, this was about 9 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, about 9:17 a.m. in the morning, they were there. And y'all, we were out of the Fat Cave before noon. They had there were three guys. That was John, and I want to say it was like Greg and golly, I can't remember the other guy's name, but y'all, they were all just as nice as they could be. It was something like Salvador or something like that. But y'all, they were just as nice as they could be. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It is a young man. Moving is a young man's world, because y'all, I could not believe Greg. Greg was well over 6 feet tall, but y'all, he must have played basketball or something, because y'all, he had a wingspan on him. Y'all, he wrapped his arms around a mattress and picked it up and just carried it out by himself. And y'all, I could not believe it. And y'all, I mean, these guys, you're gonna need a hand truck for that. And y'all, they just pick it up and off they go by themselves. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. So anyway, we got out here to the Fat Villa. It was probably, it's just about a 15 minute drive from the Fat Cave to the Fat Villa. And got out here, and y'all, they started unpacking. And they were absolutely, and they put everything back together. They assembled the beds and the furniture and the things that they needed to assemble. And y'all, they were done with everything, and driving away in the truck at 2:17 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. And y'all, I gotta say, they just did a great, great job. Now, y'all, I'm gonna. Y'all, you can go over there to the www and go listen to that whole episode. Big Fatty, why bother? You've already played most of it. Well, you know, when you don't have any content. Yes, Big Fatty, some things never change. Y'all, by the way, do you remember back in those days when, first of all, I didn't remember I referred to the villa as the Fat Villa. And second of all, I didn't remember that when I was talking about things that I played the music in the background. Big Fatty, I couldn't help but notice you've returned to that crutch. We'll call it a crutch. Well, okay. But anyway, just a little bit to share with you today, and I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, Big Fatty. Lots of Pineammer today. Yeah, a lot of the Pineammer today. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, that was Sunday, Veda and I recoded the LFC. And then, y'all, I watched some of the Garf. You know, that was the Masters of a tradition like no other. Yes, Big Freddy, they played the Pineammer on that too. I started watching Heartstopper again. I had only watched, I think, the first episode of the third season. And so I'm into about episode 4, maybe 5. Charlie has just sat down with his hats to tell him that he's got Karen Carpenter syndrome. And anyway, so I watched some of that. And y'all, then it was time for the sports ball. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves were playing on the NBC. So I watched that up until, the sixth inning or something. Y'all, then I was tired. I went to bed. And y'all, one thing that I failed to mention, on Sunday, I washed my sheets. So I had clean sheet night Sunday night. But y'all, I also took off my Vera's Wang comforter off the Love Chamber platform, and yes, Big Fatty, here it's a meat rack. Well, it has been here lately, although nothing this weekend. So that's kind of And y'all, I put on my springtime and summertime. Y'all, it's called a boxed bedspread, and because it looks like a wrapped package, and it's squared off and everything, so it's exactly the same on the left and the right and the foot. The same length, and y'all, I just love it, but y'all, it's very lightweight, and it was going down to like 60, I think, on Sunday night, so I put a little Afghan. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old people love a throw pillow and an Afghan, they do indeed, so I put that on there, and y'all slept like a baby. And y'all got up Monday morning, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, I had the last of the sourdough bread for toast with that good. It wasn't the Irish; it's the New Zealand butter from the Costco. Watch Miss Gail King. Y'all, Miss Nora O'Donnell was on there again. Big Fatty, you didn't play the music. Well, in honor of Holly, I'm not playing the Nora O'Donnell music. Big Fatty, you said it twice and didn't play it. I know. Then I was off. To go to the bank, the Bank of America's. Y'all had an appointment at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all went in. Nicest young lady helped me. Y'all, I was taking my deceased brother's name off of the pay on death. You know, you have the pay on death. That way, whatever's in there gets divvied up immediately. And I put my his wife, my sister, sister-in-law, sister, I put her on in his stead, because that's the way my last will and testimonial are recoded, so she's now officially on there, and along with my surviving brother. And if he goes to glory before I do, then his wife will replace him on there. Did that. Y'all came back, changed out of my go to the bank clothes and put on my nipple walking clothes. Y'all headed out, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle. Y'all came back, had a little cheese and crackers. What did I do then? Y'all, I got me a sure, and oh, I watched the Sterminates. Y'all, it was really good. Then I got me a sure, and y'all, I just decided I was gonna put my feet up for a little bit. So y'all, I played a little Candy Crush, and my eyes may have closed for a few minutes, and now here I am, recording the anniversarium little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fur Pants, I'm watching Shrinking on Apple TV, and I just realized why it's called Shrinking. Because they're psychiatrists, and I'm whispering because I'm not home alone. God, I'm so smart. What happened?
Yeah, I got to y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from y'all. A programming note here. That is the final voice letter that I have in the queue, as they say. So y'all, if you want to get a call, y'all, maybe you've got an excellent question that you've been holding off to call in and axe Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Be the perfect time. Yes, Big Fatty. You ain't got no more content. Is that what you're saying? Pretty much. In fact, I expected... I was hoping Miss Bacon's call would go a little bit longer than it did, but it didn't. And Miss Bacon, I have, you know, I have the Apple Snack TV, but y'all, you know, I've got so many quiz programs that it's hard for me to switch over to those streaming services. Y'all, speaking of streaming service, it reminds me of the old Stink Pot. Tom of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's posted on the Blue Butterfly that he was wondering if old Stinkpot had begun his taxes, and Stinkpot replied, "No." But thanks for the reminder. So y'all is, you know, right on the cusp. He's playing it right on the cusp. But anyway, I don't know why that. Oh, Stinkpot. Well, I was going to say something about Stinkpot. Stinkpot taxes, and streaming service. That was it. So you know, I don't have a lot of time. Yes, Big Fatty, you were just saying that you were watching the cute boys the over there in the UK on the streaming. Well, yeah, I was, but it was either that or Garf. And y'all, the cute boys won. Big Fatty, no surprise there. That's why it's the meat rack. It's true. Y'all, Big Fatty, just a couple of more seconds. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all. Got work. I meant to tell you this earlier. On a fright night, the Nip did a FaceTime with Flo, and y'all, Flo is coming to town. Oh, Big Fatty, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. I don't think you go around the mountain to go from Jacksonville to Fat Acres. Oh, never mind. She's coming up on fright. So I don't know if she'll be at Friday at Fatty's or if we're all going to go out and eat. Who knows? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish. And Mike, what do you have to say about the villa?
Big Fatty's house is such a meat rack. I think it's fantastic. Check it out.
Oh, yes, you can find Big Fatty on the Grin Doctor. But remember, standard rates apply.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.